Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The ex-vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, has sealed his comeback in the race to be the Democratic candidate for the White House. So far, Mr. Biden has beaten Senator Bernie Sanders in 9 of the 14 Super Tuesday primary state contests. Sophie Long reports from Los Angeles.
The former vice president entered this race as the clear front runner with it all to lose. Less than 2 weeks ago, it looked like he might do just that after a poor start to this primary season. But he is very much back in the running.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive!
But Senator Bernie Sanders, the self-declared Social Democrat from Vermont, still has the edge in Western states, which, due to their huge delegate haul, could still carry him through.
We are not only taking on the corporate establishment, we're taking on the political establishment.
But many establishment Democratic figures do not agree. They feel Joe Biden has more hope of beating President Trump at the polls in November.
The result is yet to be declared in California, the biggest prize of the day. But Mr. Sanders has a comfortable lead there. Among the other candidates, it was a bad night for Elizabeth Warren, who finished third in her home state of Massachusetts. The billionaire businessman Mike Bloomberg failed to make a breakthrough. The World Bank has announced a $12 billion aid package to help countries struggling with the impact of the coronavirus. The bank says some of the funds could be used to buy medical equipment in poorer states which have weak health systems. There are fears of global shortages of some common drugs, including paracetamol, after India limited some exports due to the coronavirus. One of Britain's most senior government ministers, the Home Secretary Priti Patel, is facing fresh accusations of bullying. It's alleged that she humiliated civil servants and created a general sense that everyone was hopeless when she was International Development Secretary. There have been similar accusations at other departments where she's worked. Here's our political correspondent, Norman Smith.
Those amongst the Brexiteers and right of the party, they are sort of unstinting in their support of Ms. Patel. Those on the left of the party, frankly, tend to question her intellectual abilities and ponder whether that perhaps means she overreacts towards her civil servants. But, you know, at the end of the day, this will be a matter for the Prime Minister. And although this morning Number 10 are again saying they have full confidence in Priti Patel, there's no pulling away from her. The very fact Mr. Johnson has ordered an inquiry into her conduct suggests to me, anyway, that his support for her is not unconditional.
Norman Smith reporting. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.